Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, man, we are ready to rock and roll. I got to hit the road to Missoula here later today. We got the big fusion fights at the Adams Center tonight. That's going to be incredible. And then next month, in just two, three weeks, they're going to have the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship in Billings. So that's going to be incredible. In fact, I just got a nice note from Corey. What you talking about, Willis? A few minutes ago, and he's going to be fighting in the BKFC along with King Kai Stewart out of Great Falls and so much more. But yeah, we got a great lineup of events we're going to be doing this weekend in Missoula. Also, I heard Senator Tim Scott is going to be in Missoula with Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy as well. Happy Freedom Friday to all our great listeners out there. George Blackard with us once again. George, how you been, brother?
Hey, it's going great. It's a beautiful day, and it is Freedom Friday. And once again, I'm just happy as could be to live in the greatest country on the face of the earth.
That's right. That's right. We always got to focus on the bright side as well. Hey, I just got a note from some reporter up in Canada with some Canadian newspaper, and he apparently wants to do an interview with me about the election here in Montana. Let's see, what did he say here? He says, I'm a journalist with the Globe and Mail newspaper from Canada. I'm headed to Montana in hopes of understanding why the ground seems to be shifting so dramatically below John Tester's feet. So anyway, so I thought that was kind of an interesting question. It looks like he has, you know, more of a liberal publication. So they're very interested in why John Tester appears to be performing so poorly here in Montana right now.
Well, that's an interesting statement, because I think all he's got to do is a little research and he can see why. But, you know, it's crazy, Aaron, just like that last campaign ad we heard that, you know, was not endorsed by any candidate. Talking about how he is not one of us. He doesn't get it. I'm like, who is this guy? You know, he calls Sheehy not a rancher. Hell, Tester's not really a farmer. I mean, I don't get their angle on this. But
that's a good point. Yeah, very good point.
Yeah, and, you know, he talks about, Social Security, this, that, the other thing. He doesn't care. Well, that's ridiculous. I'm wondering when we're going to stop allowing just blatantly wrong campaign commercials like that. You know, it's full of innuendo, there's no facts in it at all.
The hard part would be who decides what you air and what you don't air, because, you know, unfortunately, we'd see this the censorship complex of our government and our liberal media. They'd say, oh, nope, the Republicans are lying. We're not going to run their ads. Oh, and then the Democrats could lie all day long, kind of like how the media lies all day long.
I get that, but I think also, you know, you could say, would he support Social Security? Would he do this, rather than saying he won't?
Which is a straight up lie. Yeah, that's a good point. Hold that thought. Freedom Friday, George Blackard. More to follow right after this.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Congress came back to session in the middle of its summer recess in 2005 to pass assistance after Hurricane Katrina. Approving an emergency storm relief bill with a handful of people may have worked right after Hurricane Katrina in 2005, but American politics now occupies a very different galaxy than the one 19 years ago. In today's toxified atmosphere, it's hard to believe that lawmakers from both sides wouldn't protest if leaders try to summon the House and Senate back to Washington for an emergency session a la Katrina. Even though it's disaster aid, some will carp about the extra spending. The 2020 coronavirus package vote hints at potential problems unless all lawmakers are recalled to debate and vote on emergency spending. In 2020, Republican Kentucky Representative Thomas Massie wanted all 435 House members to clamor into the House chamber during the early days of the pandemic to vote on a massive $2.3 trillion COVID bill. But lawmakers figured out a way to sidestep Massie's request and pass the bill without jeopardizing anyone's health. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. A winter weather advisory continues for Bozeman early on. Some lingering snow showers for Bozeman yet this morning. Otherwise, gradually clearing skies for all the region this afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-40s for Bozeman, but expecting mid-50s for Billings. For tonight, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-20s for Bozeman, but mid-30s for Billings. And that's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
Hey, if you want to see the videos of former NFL player Bobcat great Dane Fletcher sounding off on Bozeman city leaders over the transients, over the illegal aliens, over all the crime, both videos are now posted. Go to MontanaTalks.com. You'll see the headline there. Also, if you listen to the Montana Talks podcast, either on the Montana Talks app or Spotify, etc., the full audio when Dane Fletcher called into Montana Talks during Thursday's show, you can find it right there. Best way to get it is through the Montana Talks app on your phone.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Mix and match five or more on Powerade, Campbell's Soup, Bar S, Franks, and more for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.29 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So, George, you know what I sent back to the Canadian reporter? I said, we can do the interview. I said, but yeah, here's why I really want to do this. I've had like interview requests from the New York Times, and I'm like, oh, do I really want to spend time talking to the New York Times? And I'm like, okay, whatever. If I don't do it, who else is going to do it? And it's going to be a one-sided report anyway. Might as well at least get one, shot in there for our side.
Right.
But so I'm kind of like, and then I missed one from the Wall Street Journal. That would have been a fun one, but I was busy. You know how it goes. It's like your email gets clogged. But I want to do this one because you know what I said back to him? I said, no, I think this would be a fascinating conversation because JT, John, remember this guy's from Canada, JT John Tester is as far left as JT Justin Trudeau, the pretty little prime minister. In fact, I said, if Justin Trudeau just showed up in Alberta or Saskatchewan every 6 years wearing a flannel shirt, Justin Trudeau would be John Tester.
There you go. That's right. That is great. That is perfect. Oh, man.
Castro's love child. My favorite conspiracy theory ever. Vinny and Livingston, when
Isn't
he called
that the
in.
Greatest?
That was my favorite conspiracy theory. Vinny would always call in with these conspiracy theories. And when he mentioned that Justin Trudeau is the love child of Fidel Castro, I was like, oh, my goodness. You see the photo.
Oh, yeah.
And then you see, wait a minute, these families spent time together? Whoa, all right. Time to toss to a commercial break.
Oh, it's pretty easy to put that one together. I went down a rabbit hole one day just laughing, reading through some about that. Oh, my God.
Let's see. Hey, during the break, or actually before we kicked off the 7 o'clock hour here, the great Paul Mushaven came in from down the hall. He said, hey, have you heard about this Cato Institute report that just came out where they rated Montana like number 6 in the entire country for strong fiscal policy, restraining government spending, et cetera. So Governor Greg Gianforte getting a very good grade. I think he got an A from the Cato Institute. And he said, did you hear who was last in the country? And I said, oh, yeah, I did, because somebody assumed that it was California Governor Gavin Newsom, but it was actually Tim Walz. Tim Walz in Minnesota got the worst grade in the entire country. No surprise on Tim Walz.
No, not at all, especially not with that state. Holy cow. You know, I saw a story today about Tim Walz saying that, he needs to defend Social Security. The Republicans are trying to do away with it, all this nonsense. And then he goes, my mother, she's 90, she relies on that to eat. That's how she feeds herself and how she takes care of things. Meanwhile, he's sitting there with a net worth of $1 million. And I'm thinking to myself, hey, dude, why don't you take care of your mom? <You know?
laughs> Yeah, that's kind of like, so basically he's like, yeah, you know, if my mom didn't get that check from the government, holy cow, she would starve to death. It's like, wow, nice job there, Tim Walz. It reminds me of, remember Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez when the hurricane hit Puerto Rico, and she was like, mi abuela, ay, 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 mi abuela. It's like, you have a freaking Tesla. You're gallivanting all over the country, but you can't take care of mi abuela.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember that. But see, it's crazy. They will set themselves on fire to try and make a point that's just not worth making, man. I'm telling you. But it's just crazy. And, you know, the other thing that really hit me hard yesterday was to see, and I heard it in the Fox News break, Kamala Harris say, you know, how long are the American people going to stand for Donald Trump gaslighting them? And I'm thinking, I saw you gaslight us yesterday when she said that Donald Trump was going to use the military against Americans. And I said to myself, that is not at all what he said. What he said was he would use it to remove socialists and communists from our government, as there are no room for socialism or communism in our government. And that's what he was talking about. But now, you know, she wants to say that he's saying he's going to use the military against ordinary Americans. And I'm like, that's so dumb that we let her gaslight us with that nonsense.
Yeah, I want Donald Trump gassing up my pickup again. That's the kind of gaslighting I want. I want him gassing up my pickup with those lower energy prices that we saw when Ryan Zinke was Secretary of the Interior and Donald J. Trump was President of the United States. That's the gassing up I want to see once again. Hey, did you watch last night? They had this, it's the Al Smith dinner, I think. It's like the big Catholic dinner where they always have these comedians, and usually both parties' presidential candidates will attend. Kamala Harris refused to even show up. Donald J. Trump was there. This comedian, Jim Gaffigan, was there. He had his shirt on for this one, though. It was freaking hysterical. Did you watch any of that?
I didn't get to see it, but I read a little bit about it, and it sounds like Trump, he took the filters off you know, he said what was on his mind.
Oh, it was hysterical. And Trump just crushed it. And Chuck Schumer had to sit there right next to him and just watch the entire time, which made for a great caption contest. George, don't worry. I've got some highlights for you, and we can get your reactions to it. They did have to cut the dinner a little bit short, though, as President Trump reported.
Well, I'd better wrap up because Mayor Adams told me earlier that I needed to make this one very quick, especially the city has reserved this room for a large group of illegal aliens coming in from Texas. That's right. They've reserved many rooms, a lot of rooms, too many rooms.
Oh, he had a great vegan joke about Mayor Adams in New York City as well. So more highlights from the Al Smith dinner coming up after this. Freedom Friday.
Democracy 24.
Immigration and housing affordability collide in this campaign season. Vice presidential hopeful J.D. Vance in the debate says that he and former President Trump will get to the root causes pushing affordable housing costs up.
25 million illegal aliens competing with Americans for scarce homes is one of the most significant drivers of home prices in the country. It's why we have massive increases in home prices that have happened right alongside massive increases in illegal alien populations under Kamala Harris's leadership.
From the Federal Reserve to the Congressional Budget Office, research shows the 8.5 million people who illegally crossed the southern border since President Biden and Vice President Harris took office affected housing and pushed inflation. Federal Reserve Board of Governors Michelle Bowman says the inflow of new migrants in some areas gobbled up affordable housing, pushing rent prices up. At the White House, Edward Lawrence, Fox Business.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. A winter weather advisory continues for Bozeman early on. Some lingering snow showers for Bozeman yet this morning. Otherwise, gradually clearing skies for all the region this afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-40s for Bozeman, but expecting mid-50s for Billings. For tonight, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-20s for Bozeman, but mid-30s for Billings. And that's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
All right, things are starting to move quick. Things are moving very fast now. Less than 3 weeks to go until Election Day here in Montana. And really, all eyes are on Montana. Well, maybe they shifted a little bit, but huge elections here in Montana heading into November. A lot of you have already voted, but you still want to be heard across Montana because you know some people are just now starting to pay attention. Well, they're going to be paying attention to you when you call in to Montana Talks. We take you statewide every Monday through Friday, 9 to 10.
This is where Montana Talks at with Lane Nordlund.
This week, members of the Montana Farmers Union are in Whitefish for their annual meeting. Montana Farmers Union President Walter Schweitzer says that the state's number one industry is very strong around the Flathead.
It's absolutely alive and well here. And there's a lot of producers here in the valley that market direct to their neighbors. And the next stop we're going to be stopping at is the Glacier Processing Co-op, which is a meat processing co-op, and it's made up of about 40 producing members who all have been marketing direct to their consumers, and they just wanted to control their destiny a little bit. So they got together, formed a co-op, and purchased and have started the Glacier Processing Co-op.
Creating policy for the future of Montana agriculture, a top priority for the Farmers Union Annual Convention. But members are also disappointed that Congress has failed to pass a new farm bill.
Congress really has a couple of important things they have to get done. One of which is getting a budget bill passed. Another is the farm bill. And they've been delaying and punting and kicking the can down the road. And on the farm bill, they didn't even bother extending it right now. They're more worried about political campaigns and a political message than just doing their job.
The Montana Farmers Union Convention runs through this weekend in Whitefish. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let me play another highlight here. By the way, George, later this morning, if you want to go watch the entire Al Smith dinner, x.com/Aaron Flint. The Trump War Room shared it via X, so I shared their post via X with the full video of President Trump's speech last night at the Al Smith dinner in New York City. It was really funny. Jim Gaffigan, the comedian, when he got up in front of, you know, the crowd, because it's a whole bunch. It's leaders from both sides of the political aisle. It's business leaders. It's political leaders, people in media, you name it. And Jim Gaffigan got up there and he's like, everybody's really sensitive right now. I don't know how to address you people. Do you prefer global elites or coastal elites? I just everybody gets so sensitive. They get offended so easily here. President Trump. I referenced how Chuck Schumer, Democrat Senate Minority Leader, you know, John Tester's buddy, Chuck Schumer, he had to sit right next to President Trump while President Trump was absolutely roasting Kamala Harris.
Coming in very, very strong a certain way. I won't tell you what way that is, but Chuck Schumer is here looking very glum. Isn't he look glum? He looks glum. But look on the bright side, Chuck, considering how woke your party has become. If Kamala loses, you still have a chance to become the first woman president.
Oh, what a line there. What a line. Chuck, you still have the opportunity to become the first woman president if Kamala loses. Oh, that was hysterical.
That is crazy. That is so funny. I did see a picture of Chuck Schumer looking at him while he was talking, and you could see that there's no love lost there.
Yeah, because he was just sitting there. He had that same scowl on his face when I ran into him in the airport with my cousin back in, you know, trying to get back to Montana earlier this summer when I told him that his boy John Tester was going to lose in Montana, and he had the same scowl on his face then as he did last night. The Trump War Room, they took a screenshot of Trump looking over and smiling at Chuck Schumer, and Chuck Schumer just with the scowl on his face, you know. And my caption was, Chuck Schumer, why am I still wasting my money in Montana? That was my caption.
Oh, that's a great one. That is great. Well, you know, they're very interested in that race, and it sounds like, you know, the gap is widening there a little bit, and that's good. But it's important for everybody to get out and vote and get stuff, you know. We've let Tester squeak by, and those veterans have got to quit giving him their vote because he has really not done anything for veterans for a very long time. And we need to quit giving him that one.
Yeah, I hear you there. Speaking of veterans, our fellow veteran George Blackard, you've got a VA news story to share with us here. Hold that thought, though. We got a caller on the phone lines, Keith in Billings. Hey, Keith, what's going on? What's on your mind? Happy Freedom Friday.
You also. Good morning, Montana. So a few weeks ago, I was strolling around in my neighborhood here on the west side, and apparently there was a canvasser. I asked him, what's your job title? And he couldn't really mention it. Apparently, he was about 3 months into living in Montana here from Florida. Otherwise, the other day, yesterday at Family Services, they had the CADC canvassing group hiring for canvassers, and she admitted that she was for Tester, and they were based out of California.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure his campaign is chock full of out-of-state campaigners right now. Both, you know, historically, campaigns from both sides of the aisle will bring in supporters from outside the state. But John Tester's campaign is just chock full of them because that's how his whole campaign is funded, right?
Right. The interesting thing about this canvasser a few weeks ago, I'm like, what's this app you're using on your smartphone? And he couldn't provide information. And in the end, he finally said it was a minivan app called Minivan. But man, was he trembling!
Oh,
and
interesting.
I came to. I was just asking him some bonehead questions. He finally fessed up, but. Pretty interesting.
Well,
so those are my field reports.
I like your field reports. I like your technique. Get as much information out of these left-wing paid door-to-door folks as you can. Some of them, I think, are just taking the job because it's a job, because everybody needs a side hustle right now because inflation has gone crazy under Joe Biden and John Tester's failed policies. So they just need the extra cash. But if you get a Democrat Party canvasser, in one of these left-wing John Tester canvassers showing up at your door, spend as much time talking to them as possible. I'm talking, get a fresh pot of coffee going and give them some baked goods. Ask them about where they grew up. Find out, you know, what they really want to do in life. Take as much time of their time.
Germany, France, and the UK. America's listening to Fox News.
Yeah, that's right. Joe Biden was not at the Al Smith dinner last night. The DNC made sure of that. That was another great quote, a great joke from Jim Gaffigan last night. All right, back to George Blackard. That was a great phone call from Keith in Billings. George, what'd you think of my strategy there? Just delay these door-to-door canvassers for the left as much as possible. Well, bog them down.
I've been doing that with them for years. You know, I had one here a few months ago, came up and she was really nice. She was probably in her mid 20s and she says, can I ask you some questions? And I could tell by looking at her that she wasn't a conservative, but I said, sure, go ahead. She asked me a question. Yes. How about this? No. How about this? Yes. No. Yes. No. No. And finally, she goes, and finally, would you vote for John Tester? Really fast. And I said, let me be perfectly clear, just like Kamala Harris, hell no. And she's like, I've been getting a lot of those today. She goes, at least about it. So.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's
crazy.
Yeah, just bog down their time. You know, how you been? Where are you from? You know, tell us about your family. You know, what else? If they can speak English, of course, when they show up at your door, you know, because you just never know these days.
You never know. You never know. That's right. So, you know, you mentioned that I had a VA story. I did. have a VA interaction, let's call it that, in the last few weeks. And I was supposed to have a VA appointment in Billings. And the lady calls me and says, hey, I'm setting up your VA appointment in Billings. I said, well, I'm not in Billings. She says, oh, where are you? And I told her, well, I'm in Houston, Texas. She goes, well, I'll get you an appointment right there. So easy as that. She got me moved from there to here for this appointment. And I thought, wow, that went really smoothly. And so I got four things FedEx to me. And I had one appointment, but for three different reasons. So I got four different packets. That makes sense, right? Three reasons, four packets. Because one of them was for an appointment in Billings. The other three were for the appointment here. So I called them and I said, I'm worried about this one in Billings. Oh, no, just ignore that. Don't worry about it. Okay. I don't know what they were charged to send that, but it wasn't little. And so then I went to my appointment, and then I've got three more appointment things FedEx to me. And I'm like, what is this? It was after the fact, and it was for the same appointment. And they just duplicated it and sent it to me, a few days later. After the appointment, I got a fourth one the other day telling me about my VA appointment on September 26th. Make sure you make it to this appointment. And I'm thinking, they are wasting so much postage sending out these erroneous.
I was going to say, that's a lot of cash for all that. Yeah.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, by the way, I got to give a shout out to the Yellowstone County News. They just had a big anniversary here recently as well. But Evan Hood with the Yellowstone County News. George, we'll get back to your VA story here in just a second. But, you talk about all the money that they're spending, sending you four different packets via, what is it, FedEx or UPS or USPS? Either way, that's a lot of money. But we know Liberal Senator John Tester, the Washington fat cat, has spent a lot of money at fancy Washington, D.C. restaurants. Remember, he spent $1.2 million at fancy Washington, D.C. restaurants. Well, Evan Hood with the Yellowstone County News reports here that according to the latest third quarter financial reports from John Tester's campaign spending, he has spent over $200,000 on meals. And this is just since January of last year. Nearly $200,000. I mean, that's like four times what the average Montanan makes. He has spent at fancy restaurants in Washington, D.C. George, our favorite, of course, the Bistro Cacao. The Bistro Cacao. How much has he spent? $60,000 at the Bistro Cacao alone. My goodness.
Well, it's a good thing he doesn't get the gout. Man, eating that kind of food, you think he gets a gallon.
My foot hurts.
Holy, yeah.
Maybe that's why he's been hiding out in the basement. Man. Maybe he got the gout, and so he's been hiding out from the gout. Maybe that's why, after spending all that money at the high-end French restaurant in Washington, D.C.
Who knows? I tell you what, that's crazy. You know, have you seen, I'll get back to the VA in a second, but have you seen a lot of Trump ads there in Montana recently?
I don't think I don't watch a lot of TV anyway, but I'll see some of the digital pop-ups, when I'm getting news information. But I doubt we would have actual Trump ads on the air here, unless it's like during, say, a national program and it's a national ad, say, inside of Fox News or something like that. But yeah, I don't recall seeing them myself. No, certainly no targeted Montana ones.
Well, I guess Houston's a big city and Texas is a big state and it's a little different. But I noticed that I'll bet you see 20-1 Kamala Harris ads over Donald Trump ads here. It's insane the amount of money they are spending here. It's just crazy. But you know, there's a big push to get Ted Cruz out of there. I think he's leading here by 5 or 6 points.
That was the last I saw, yeah.
But it's really different here. There's a lot more money, a lot more exposure. I tell you, I'm sick and tired of campaign commercials. I can't wait till this thing is over. Holy cow.
Well, that's what's funny, yeah, because, of course, you're from Billings, but you've been in Houston for a little bit now. And so, yeah, that's we've heard that some of the attention, certainly the national media attention, has shifted from the Montana Senate race because John Tester is doing so poorly, and it's shifted to places like Texas where the Democrats are trying to take out Ted Cruz, but which, hey, encourage people to send all the support they can to Ted Cruz, of course, but I think Ted Cruz is going to be fine, but nonetheless, it's better to run as if you're behind than to run as if you're comfortably ahead. Okay, back to the VA here. So you were saying, like, man, great, you got your appointment, but you had, like, 4 different packets for 4 different appointments in 2 different states, and it's like, why do I keep getting this stuff? I mean, that's a lot of money. That's probably hundreds of dollars in shipping alone.
It really is, and the interesting thing is, so all of that was coming from the company that I went to get my exam from. I didn't actually go to the VA. They have hired a third-party medical company to do some of these examinations. And it was interesting. I was treated wonderfully there. All three aspects of my visit was just phenomenal. The people were phenomenal. It was a great experience. So then, fast forward about a month, and I get not one, not two, but 3 surveys from the VA. These came from the VA. Remember, I had 1 visit, 3 different aspects, but I got 3 surveys from the VA, and on the same day, I got another packet that said, oh, by the way, you have an appointment last month. So it just blew my mind. And I see the story today on military.com, and it's about a young man who's waiting for his online video mental health appointment. And he's sitting there, he's waiting. As you can imagine, it took him months to work up the nerve to go through with this. And when he finally does, he sits there and he logs in. The time comes and goes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And then he's informed that the appointment's canceled after he's been sitting there for 15 minutes. And this is something that has become all too common, is they cancel these appointments after the veteran is already online waiting for them to pick up. And then they turn around and they'll say, well, you canceled that appointment. No, I didn't. Or you missed an appointment. Well, I missed an appointment that you never told me about. And so this is some of the things that they're really fighting. And when you get down to this mental health aspect of it, this is critical. And this should not be happening.
Hey, by the way, George, let me hold this. No, let me get this thought out there right now while I'm thinking about it. So, you know, Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel Stu Scheller, he got discharged, basically kicked out of the Marine Corps after his message went viral on social media. He was calling out military leadership over the failed, disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, and he put his whole career on the line to call out this disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan and call for accountability. He's going to be in Bozeman after the election. He's going to be given a keynote speech at Montana State University. The veterans outfit there is putting it together. He's going to be at the Marine Corps Ball in Bozeman on that Saturday night after the election, and then that Monday he'll be headlining a Veterans Day event in Bozeman. But what that means is that Sunday, he has that Sunday free, and my Marine Corps friend Steve Rass said, hey, he's got that day free. If our friends in Billings want to do an event with Stu Scheller, that Sunday is open. And so Karen Pearson, you know the great Karen Pearson, Karen and Mitch down at the APC, the Adaptive Performance Center, the Veterans Only Gym, they said, hey, we'd love to host him for an event at the APC. And then I was saying maybe we can get him down at the Cigar Lounge for a little meet and greet deal over a cigar too. But I'd like to see if there's somebody out there who would sponsor him doing an event, because we'd like to give him an honorarium. I don't don't know if he has to charge a set fee or not, but it's the right thing to do to give an honorarium to a big speaker like that who's traveling out here. And so maybe there's somebody who would commit to buying 50 of Stu Scheller's books to give out to veterans at the APC or something like that. Anyway, just an idea, throwing it out there over the airwaves. Hadn't even run that idea by Karen Pearson yet. What do you think, George?
I think that's a great idea, you know, and that's somebody that would be worth listening to and hearing. I'm sure it'd be fascinating to see what he has to say.
All right, let's sneak on another caller before we get to the next break. We've got Robert in Billings on the phone lines. Robert, what's going on?
Oh, hey, Aaron. Hey, where do we go? Is there an online voting guide for Republican, conservative Republican values? And then also, where can we see these candidates, their voting records and stuff? Is there an online website to see all that stuff too?
Oh, very good question all around. I'll throw that one to our listeners. Since you are in Billings, Robert, what I would encourage you to do, and let me see if I can pull it up, yellowstonegop.org. Yeah, there you go. They've got their voter guide right there. So if you are a Republican in Billings, Montana, and you want to know how to vote, here you go. They've got their endorsements and their recommendations. So you can see it all right there, including Corey Swanson and Dan Wilson for the Montana Supreme Court, including encouraging people to vote no on all three of these constitutional initiatives. So there you go. That is at yellowstonegop.org. Now, if you're in Bozeman, for example, we brought this up with Dane Fletcher yesterday. The Gallatin County GOP women, I believe, have published a voter guide. I think it's on their Instagram page, if I'm not mistaken. Let me see. I'm not seeing it on the front page. They had a nice pop-up. They had a nice, pop-up on their webpage that said to vote no on all these constitutional initiatives. I think it's on their Instagram page, the Gallatin County GOP Women Instagram page. I know they have been sharing some great information. So if you're not on Instagram, you should still be able to at least pull up what they're putting out. All right, back to George Blackard, Freedom Friday coming up here. We got to take another quick break here. And I'll hold the I'm going to save the Montana Family Foundation legislative update. Travis, let's save that for the end of the 8 o'clock hour. Let's do that so we can get more time with our friend George Blackard here with the final few minutes of the 7 o'clock hour.
This episode is brought to you by LifeLock. Cybersecurity Awareness Month is still going strong, and LifeLock is here with a message about phishing, the scam cybercriminals use to trick victims into allowing access to their devices so they can steal their personal info. Being aware of phishing scams is one way to help protect yourself. For comprehensive identity theft protection, there's LifeLock. Start protecting your identity today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com/podcast.
Fox News commentary.
Fact check, the FBI quietly revised its violent crime stats, and hint, hint, it's not for the better. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
It is time to take the quiz.
5 days a week, it's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
Including the pre-Super Bowl era, what NFL franchise has won the most NFL championships?
I'm going to say the Cowboys.
Good guess. I always say the Packers.
How'd you do exactly? Things get tougher, so hang on.
Make sure you take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox. Thank you for taking the quiz.
Here's the fact check of the week you may or may not have heard from the mainstream media. According to crime and data expert John Law, the FBI quietly revised its crime stats, and guess what? Violent crime, in fact, did not fall in 2022 by 2.1%. It rose by about 4.5%, and that just includes the crime that was reported. Not only did the FBI have its numbers wrong, they had it way wrong. The real numbers reflected increase of over 80,000 violent crimes in 2022 over 2021. The supposed drop in violent crime that was initially reported was also touted by the Biden-Harris administration as a huge victory. And who could forget the way ABC's David Muir fact-checked Donald Trump on crime stats during his debate with Kamala Harris? Will ABC and David Muir issue a correction and an apology to Donald Trump? I won't hold my breath. America is not safer under Democrat leadership, that's for sure. I'm Tommy Lahren.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. There are five big factors when it comes to your credit score, which includes your payment history, amounts you owe, the length of your credit history, new credit you apply for, and the types of credit you use. Mary Poe, head of consumer education at TransUnion, says payment history is the single most important factor. Poe also adds that the credit utilization ratio is a big one that influences your credit score. Say if you have a $1,000 credit limit and you buy a $900 TV, your utilization rate is 90%, which shows lenders that you're getting close to the top, making you more of a risk. Poe says to keep the level at or below 30%. Also, having a healthy mix of credit is good. If you have a student loan and a car loan and a credit card, that shows you're balancing both installment and revolving debt. And if you're getting in gear for a big purchase, make sure your credit report is accurate and whether there's a freeze on your report. If there is, you have to unfreeze it before applying for credit.
43 Grand Avenue or online at JurosPharmacy.com.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, I'll tell you what, if you guys liked those Trump War Room highlights that I shared earlier of President Trump's jokes at the Al Smith dinner last night, I've got several more highlights that I want to share with you. Luckily, we got the 8 o'clock hour coming up and the 9 o'clock hour coming up. We're going to pack a lot in, of course, over the next 2 hours, but I want to definitely share some more of these Trump War Room highlights from the Al Smith dinner. George Blackard, here's one more for you. This is Jim Gaffigan, the comedian Jim Gaffigan, during his remarks at the Al Smith dinner. Oh, wait a minute. Let me cue up the right thing. Here we go. Hold on one second.
The Democrats have been telling us Trump's reelection is a threat to democracy. In fact, they were so concerned of this threat, they staged a coup, ousted their democratically elected incumbent, and installed Kamala Harris. In other words, all her dreams have come true. Really? It really makes you consider the power of prayer, right, Cardinal? Sometimes prayers take 3.5 years and a George Clooney op-ed.
Oh, man. You know, that although that was such a serious joke there that you're kind of like, man, I mean, I know it's funny, but it's also kind of not funny, too, at the same time, isn't it, George Blackard?
Oh, there's a lot of truth to that. Yes, that's crazy. And, you know, I think that's the interesting thing is the people that are running around saying a threat to democracy, are actually the threat to democracy. If you smelt it, you dealt it.
I think that's the safe thing to say here, right? You know?
Exactly. You know, and hey, Aaron, there's another site that if people want to find out how these candidates have voted, if you go to heritageaction.com, not only can you see how they voted, but this website does a great job of explaining why it was a good or a bad thing. And so you can learn a lot there. It really is a great resource.
Yeah, great to hear. Let's see. We've got just a couple of minutes left here. I want to toss it to George to see what else he wants to talk about here. But, hey, one thing I want to tell you about here. I don't know if you guys heard the phone call the other day. We got a great phone call from Tim in Savage. You know, and he's out there in Mondakistan. He's on the Montana-North Dakota border. He doesn't live in Billings. Yet he is benefiting from Billings' last diet right now. In 30 days, he's already lost 30 pounds of fat. 30 pounds of fat through Billings' last diet. In fact, I saw a photo of him during the Tim Sheehy, Joni Ernst event earlier in the week, and I was like, Tim, your jacket's looking loose there. He's like, yeah, this is Billings' last diet. He says, I'm pulling out clothes that didn't fit for a while now. So I'm telling you what, Billings' Last Diet works. It worked for me. It works for so many of our listeners. And you don't even need to live in Billings to benefit from Billings' Last Diet because they've got a remote option available right now. Check out BillingsLastDiet.com or call 294-6751 for more info and to sign up for their free seminar. All right, George, we got a little over a minute to go here. What do you want to leave our listeners with here on this Freedom Friday?
Well, I think this is a very tumultuous but important time. You know, I saw a story yesterday where a judge in Georgia said that they are not allowed to hand count ballots. well, this is something that's been going on for decades, right? And suddenly now they're not allowed to hand count ballots, even if they suspect fraud. So you got to watch where these things are going. And these judges that we've got sitting on the bench in so many different areas are, you know, they're legislating from the bench. They're not following the law. They need to be watched. And this is very concerning to me that they can do that. So,
you know, what a good,
keep an eye on that.
What a good point you make, too. You know, I got to be the chain gang at my son's football game yesterday, West High and the Gallatin Raptors, and got to meet some great friends from Bozeman at the game and the Belgrade area, a listener out of Belgrade. But one of the guys I was working the chain gang with, he said something. He said, "What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive," and how many people don't realize what a significant time period this truly is, right?
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with a crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Mix and match five or more on Powerade, Campbell's Soup, Bar S, Franks, and more for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.29 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.